All right, Marshall Welton, look, good job tonight. You made it through the LCQ, but we got to talk arena costs. That shit was crazy. Your mechanic's a hero. Your bike was not going to make it today. He changed the motor all night. You made some money, and you survived it.
Yeah, really, all this whole weekend, my mechanic and my team, they worked triple overtime tonight. Yeah. It was incredible that they were able to pull it all off. They did an engine swap at like 3 in the morning and had everything ready. No one slept, really. I didn't sleep much either, and struggled all day and just happened to get a good start in the main, and I actually just finally was able to ride. So it was a good ending.
Never like going to the LCQ, huh?
Yeah. I had some moments.
Yeah.
Arena cross was pretty hectic, though.
Dude, it was nuts in the fact that, like, well, first of all, if it was just a hard pack track, you guys would have been fine. This, the track threw you guys for a loop.
I don't think anybody anticipated what that was. I actually talked to Tyler Bowers a little bit, and he said there was a race in Worcester, yeah. Massachusetts, that was really similar to that one they raced. But, yeah, it was just so tight that there was not a chance for the bike to cool down, and I ended up being first gear in a lot of it. So it was just a first gear wide open, and I cooked my engine and went through four clutches.
How do you feel physically today after that? I mean, look, it's arena cross. It's not that hard, but there's a lot of shit going on. How do you feel today physically?
I didn't really sleep more than 3 hours last night, and I think just I was really lethargic all day, and I was able to relax a little bit after qualifying, and coming into the main, like, or into the heats, I just felt like a 4 out of 10, and then I think the best thing for me was to actually do that LCQ, and it kept my body warm, and I just felt, like, comfortable. Like, I didn't feel – sometimes when you take that break and then go back into it, it's just a big shock for your body, and I actually felt really good coming into the main.
Daytona, what's your been relationship with Daytona over the years?
It's been an upward trajectory. Last year I was 11th, and then this year I was 9th, so it's cool to get another top 10. I've only got two of those to my name right now, so it's cool to work in that direction, moving to top 10 in points, too. I almost feel like Detroit was not a fluke, but I got handed a lot of positions with that first turn crash, but to be able to actually do it normally and make passes and, you know, work into that, it kind of made it a little more legit.
Yeah, I feel like you're having a good start this season, right? And you're kind of showing that you're riding pretty well.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep the momentum building, and, you know, just like everybody says, starts are important, but you know, it's tough to – people don't really realize how hard it is to just ride like you know how to ride a dirt bike with all this stuff going on. And you sit around so long, and then you just go. You know, like you go from 0 to 100 really quick.
Or 190 heart rate. Yeah. 0 to 190 heart rate.
And then you just got to maintain it. And it's not so much about being fit sometimes. It's just like, you know, using your mind to like ride the dirt bike how you know how to ride. It's so easy to override the bike with a clutch and just not think. You know, you have to make so many on the fly decisions when the tricky part is, and I got a little complaint in the complaint box, just how Supercross is it's tough because they don't let us look at the track at all.
Yeah.
We're in the staging area and we don't get to see anything. And they make all these changes to the track. They'll change the lips, they'll change lines, they'll make things completely different, and we you know, they huddle us in a group in the staging area, and they're just like, go. So you just, it's completely blind on the first lap, and that makes it really tough.
You can imagine like that. Yeah, it's not that awesome.
No, I mean, you do it all in qualifying, and then they'll groom it, and then they'll change things, and you're like doing your best to, you know, the bigger teams have guys on the radio, they're scouting in the towers, but, you know, it's hard to know what you're getting into, to be prepared for that first lap, because, you know, you see the carnage all the time, but... It's that's the toughest part for me right now.
Cool. Good job, man. Appreciate it. And thanks for, like, entertaining us at the arena cross. Thank you.
It's fun.